Rika Lewisant spent 10 years in college without earning a degree. She would sign up for two or three courses at South Suburban College, then drop one when life interfered.
I was a homemaker. I have three boys, two are special needs, so I kind of stay close to home and helped out in the community and at their schools and would take classes for adult conversation, basically, without any real direction. Although I did have a dream to be a college graduate, and most people who knew me had no idea I wasn't.
She stumbled into her chance in 2011 while helping her oldest son, Gabe, enroll as a freshman at South Suburban. Noticing flyers for something called a dual degree program, Lewisant asked the counselor if Gabe qualified.
And she said, well, your son does not qualify for this program, but you do.
Before she knew it, Lewisant had moved from meandering through art courses into the express lane of higher education. She was assigned a transfer specialist who helped her choose classes to fill the gaps in her academic record. Within a year, she earned an associate's degree. Her grades in the dual degree program got her admitted to Governor State University, where she won enough scholarships to cover her tuition. By the end of 2014, she had a bachelor's degree in psychology.
I felt like I was in an ocean and somebody threw me a life ring, and I had the wherewithal to know this was a life ring. This was a great chance and opportunity to be college educated.
For Lewisant, the dual degree program changed her life. But for the state of Illinois as a whole, her story amounts to one down, thousands more to go. 5 years ago, the General Assembly and the Board of Higher Education launched the Illinois Public Agenda for College and Career Success, with the goal of arming 60% of the state's workforce with some form of college degree by the year 2025. Currently, just 43% have a degree. James Applegate, director of IBHE, says Illinois can't get there with traditional students alone.
If Illinois was the best state in graduating traditional students from high school, if we were the best state in getting them immediately to college, if we were the best state in graduating them from college, just focusing on those traditional students, we couldn't get to 60%.
Why is that?
There aren't enough of them.
Instead, they're focusing on the thousands of Illinois adults who have never been to college or who have earned credits but stopped short of getting a degree. The goal isn't about giving Illinois adults a lovely certificate to hang on the wall. It's about attracting and keeping businesses in the state, reducing social service costs, and addressing the state's financial crisis.
And you see this all over the country. If you look at states, as they increase their education levels, other things happen. Their per capita income goes up, hence more tax revenue. Their criminal justice costs go down. Their health care costs go down. Their public assistance costs go down. Their unemployment benefits go down. So it's not only that you're generating more revenue through better jobs and better salaries with tax rates, you're also reducing expenditures for the state.
Some schools are more receptive to adult learners than others. At the University of Illinois' flagship campus at Urbana-Champaign, a scant 2% of students were age 25 or older, according to a 2013 report. But at Governor State and Chicago State University, more than half the students were age 25 or older. Rika Lewisant, who's 46, says it helps to have so many adults among her classmates.
We're trying to achieve the American dream. We've struggled. We've done without. We're trying to improve our circumstances, and we're driven in a completely different way.
Lewisant is currently studying for the LSAT and plans to attend law school. I'm Dusty Rhodes.